All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, a couple of places where you can be watching the Gold Cup, the Copa America, the AFCON, and, of course, the Women's World Cup. A couple of great spots. Hugh O'Connor, 762 O'Cady Freeway, and the Marquee Entertainment Center. They got 18 TVs in there, a big screen, all kinds of great whiskey offerings. They do have that wonderful Guinness on tap. Get over there. Go see your our good buddy, Peter. You remember him from the Gorgeous Gale. It's Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, also the home of the great Liverpool supporters group here in Houston, headed up by Matt and all the great guys at Liverpool, including Roger. All right. Kings Court is the other place to be in Edo. 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium, 13 monitors, all your soccer watching desires. Get down there. Get down there for the Dynamo game this weekend. And the Dynamo game on Wednesday night. Actually, they're having a watch party tomorrow night, so get over there. And speaking of the Dynamo on the Cube and Kings Court, Dynamo color analyst Eddie Robinson also doubles as the assistant coach for the Houston Dash, joining us now. Eddie, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Always enjoy a little conversation with you.
Well, let's do it. I have had a hard time getting you in studio lately, but we'll do that in the future. Okay, let's talk about the Dynamo on the road. We did see and we did call some very difficult road losses, but in those losses to L.A. and Seattle earlier in the year, we said to ourselves, boy, this has the look of a better road team. Now, that road team included Albert Elise, Ramel Kyoto, and others like that. They did not have those players in Portland in the 4-0 loss. What's your biggest takeaway from the Portland game this past Saturday?
Wow. Biggest takeaway. I don't know if I have one individual biggest takeaway, but one that's just kind of biting at me is, where's Juan David Cabezas? The last two seasons, he's been indispensable for the Houston Dynamo, and now that there's a chance for him to play, players are gone in the Gold Cup, he's still struggling to get minutes. That surprises me. I'm really curious. I'd be really curious to hear Wilmer Cabrera or someone from the staff take on Juan David Cabezas and why it's so difficult for him to get in the team.
My gut tells me, Eddie, there's something still wrong with him coming back from injury, and I know the Dynamo haven't said anything about that, but he just doesn't look normal. He doesn't look right. He doesn't look that aggressive, hard-tackling, hard-hitting Juan David Cabezas we saw, which just, I mean, if you're going to just, you know, go through the theory of just eliminating what it could be, you get down to injury.
Yeah, I don't get it. And when you look at that game against Portland, a 4-0 loss, you can't tell me that 100% Juan David Cabezas doesn't help that game. He doesn't help defensively. He doesn't help break up plays. He doesn't help win the ball farther up the field to give this Dynamo attack, this makeshift Dynamo attack. I don't know if that's the right word for it, makeshift, but without Kyoto, without Elise, without Memo Rodriguez, it's just not as potent. And you need to try to make up for it somewhere. And for me, I think the first thing would be winning the ball further up the field. And that's what Juan David Cabezas brings. So, I don't know. We'll see if Wilmer Cabrera decides to change anything on Wednesday night in San Jose.
Eddie Robinson joining us, color analyst on the Cube. 9 o'clock, we'll kick it off with the pregame show. 9:30 from San Jose against Matias Almeida and the Earthquakes. The Earthquakes are on the rise right now. Let's get back to, you know, the Dynamo in Portland. One shot on goals. Not going to cut it. Now, to be fair, Ronaldo Pena's coming back from injury, and then it was flanking them was Tommy McNamara and Marlon Hairston. Hairston did hit the post. At a time, I think the game was 0-0 because I think then Portland then went down and scored. But this is a time of opportunity for others. And, boy, these are the moments you say to yourself, this is your chance to impress a manager.
It really is. And depth is something that Wilmer Cabrera started talking about in the offseason. And that if they were going to compete in CONCACAF Champions League and in this new, you know, this event that's coming up here, this tournament between the Mexican and MLS teams and defend U.S. Open Cup and make the playoffs, she needed to have depth. And I'm not sure that the Dynamo are there. I think you can't use the returning from injury excuse for Ronaldo Pena after his performance in the Open Cup. I thought he did fairly well. He's a scrapper. He's a guy that people have been asking to get minutes from, but the players in front of him have done so well. and Marmanotis. I know that he was out of the country and that it was difficult to get him back in on time to be impactful in that game, but he's got to play and he's got to score goals on Wednesday night, because from what I hear, rumors are that the Hondurans will join back up with the Dynamo in San Jose, but I don't believe that they'll be playing. So that'll be interesting to see if you can get any kind of minutes out of those guys. It'd be huge. And again, it's a Wednesday night on the road. Then they travel straight to New England for another road game, the third road game in a week. So we talk about depth, and we talk about how Wilmer Cabrera and Matt Jordan really wanted to go come out of this offseason and start preseason with really 2-11. And that can compete. And I'm not 100% sure that at second 11 really can compete in the Western Conference this year, that you've got to have that first group's got to be healthy for this playoff push. It's got to come. It's got to start sooner than later.
But we know that's not realistic. This wasn't a realistic start to the season with this type of a schedule. And now you got this really unrealistic, crazy travel schedule. But, you know, I think that's where, boy, you really got to be careful now, because this is something that could, you know, you don't want this to downward spiral right now after you did a wonderful job of accumulating, you know, in and around 24 points here. So I guess my gut is can that change in San Jose? And you mentioned the big storyline is we're likely to see, and I got to think, Marmanotis comes back in the starting lineup. I don't think you're going to see the Hondurans. They got a game against El Salvador tonight. They're going to fly down there and play in that game. And I don't believe Romel Kyoto, I don't believe Minor Figueroa, I don't think Albert Elise. These guys are not going to play on Wednesday. I mean, they got a game tonight. They're likely going to all be starting against El Salvador, even though they're out of the Gold Cup. So the storyline then in San Jose becomes the return of Marmanotis.
Yeah, without question. I mean, he's been on quite a roll. And when you look at where the Dynamo currently sit in the table, it's not really that bad. But then when you look at how they got there, a very home-heavy schedule at the beginning of the season, and now you've got a lot of road games, all of the, not just the points that the Dynamo built up, but the confidence that they were able to accrue. I think Marmanotis has to continue to score goals in order to maintain that confidence, in order for Wilmer Cabrera to keep this team's spirit high and to gain really, really valuable points on the road. The problem with Mauro is, we've seen it, he needs service. He needs service from Romel Kyoto, Memo Rodriguez, Albert Elise. These players aren't going to be there. So can Tommy McNamara step up and get this service for Marmanotis? That's the question. Will he get the service he needs to score the goals that the Dynamo need him to get? That's the question, and we'll know the answer in a little over 24 hours.
Yeah, I think you're right. Again, it's on the Cube, 9 o'clock. It'll kick off, pregame show. We'll set you up. But the challenge really remains simply the same, Eddie, than it was going into the Portland game is, you know, the big question is, can the Dynamo win on the road? And then the second question is, can they do it without Albert Elise and Romel Kyoto and Minor Figueroa? So that storyline remains the same. The other thing that's something to worry about is conceding 8 goals in second halves of the last 3 games, including 2 in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup.
And we talked about at the beginning of the season how important it was to have consistency across that back four. We know that DeMarcus is going to probably miss a few games as the season goes on, as Wilmer's managing his minutes, and Adam Lundqvist has played the best he has since he's come to Houston. But that center back pairing, when you're missing Maynard Figueroa beside Kiki Struna, it's just not the same. You're not going to be as good defensively. And again, I go back to Juan David Cabezas in front of those center backs and what he's done the last couple of years, and how important he's been at breaking up plays and preventing opportunities. It comes down to personnel, and again, you said it a minute ago, when you get the opportunity, if you're Kevin Garcia, Alejandro Fuenmayor, you've got to take your chances. If you want to play, you got to take your chances. If you want this team to make the playoffs, you are an integral part of that this year with the international competitions and all the other things that are causing these players to miss games. They've got to step up, and they've got to be big, and it's up to Wilmer and his staff to get that out of them however he knows, but missing Minor Figueroa is huge.
So some of the players that I think we would put under the spotlight here, Cristobal, he's got to contribute. Alejandro Fuenmayor is another one that could be fresh that comes in the lineup. Adam Lundqvist, Marmanotis, Ronaldo Pena, these are all guys that can be fresh for the Dynamo on Wednesday night. So if you can freshen up the team in a number of areas, that could be the way to getting some points and hopefully 3 points in San Jose, because I'm just not a big believer in singular points anymore. It's just it's too much effort to get a point. Go for it. Go for wins, you know?
When you're losing points at home, you've got to do something on the road. You've got to make up for it. So, and I say, and you mentioned Adam Lundqvist, and we talked about a moment ago how important it is for Marmon Notus to get service. Adam Lundqvist needs to join the attack. If he has anything less than maybe 8 or 10 crosses on Wednesday, I'm not sure that the Dynamo are going to be very successful in the attack. He's got to he's got to get balls in the box.
That's a really, really good point, because he does have to bring the width, and the Dynamo didn't get too much of that, or not enough of that. They got a little bit from Marlon Harrison. I don't think that's Tommy McNamara's game. He's generally cutting in on his right. So that was a bit of a problem in Portland. Let me take you to the Women's World Cup. I'm going to go right into VAR, because this is a big discussion, VAR. Are you scared it's being a little bit overused here and stopping and starting games and maybe putting the integrity of our game in a little bit of trouble in the future?
It's become farcical, and not the fact that it's being used. You go back to the Men's World Cup and how efficient those VAR checks were and how quickly they went. You think, oh, wow, they've got this figured out. This is awesome. This is great. But VAR is meant to take kind of the objectiveness out of it, the opinion of the referee out of it, but it hasn't. It hasn't. If anything, it's magnified the different opinions of different referees on the field and in that video review room. It's so confusing. I mean, you might as well roll the dice. Are they going to overturn the call, or are they going to uphold it? What are they going to do? You just don't know. You thought going into this, You could call it easy, but now it's the goalkeeper stepping off the line. I mean, it really has become farcical. I think that I would love to go back to the days where the referee has to make the call in that moment. And maybe just if you're a little bit VAR to offside, that's the one thing. Offside is the one rule where there's no gray area. It is or it isn't. You're in an offside position when the ball is played, or you're not. And, all the handballs and all of these other things, you know, straight red cards and trying to judge a player's intent and all these things, I think it's become farcical. VAR has made a mockery of this World Cup, and I think it's disappointing. It's disappointing to see us how far the quality of the women's game has come. I think this takes away from that. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about the technical ability, the tactical acumen of all of these teams that have come so, so far. Look at the Italians. Look where they won. They haven't qualified for a World Cup. I think I saw after the game today in the last four, and now they're in the quarterfinals. That's the stuff that we should be talking about. We shouldn't be talking about VAR.
Well, you're right. You're making a great point there, because a lot of the conversation now is around VAR, and it's not around players and star building and tactics and the growth of these great soccer playing nations that we're hearing, and it's all a quest for perfection. And I think it adds to pressure for referees, because now they're getting the word from the video assistant referee, and they don't want to be wrong. It's still in some ways very subjective, and I don't think it was meant to be the main ingredient in the cocktail. It was meant to be a garnish. It was meant to help. And I think it has gone overboard in this Women's World Cup. Now, maybe it's because they didn't prepare for it correctly. Maybe there's some other elements there, because it has worked better in the Men's World Cup. But don't forget, it's coming to the Premier League next year. And, man, if they don't get that right, that is going to be a real, real chaotic situation. Thanks, Eddie.
Anytime, my man. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we're going to take a break.